Hare Krishna. Kirtanam is the next quality, activity, that all human beings are expected to perfect, according to the Narada Muni. Yesterday we talked about Shravanam. So obviously, once you hear, the next thing is that you chant. And while chanting has so many different aspects for us, Satam Kirtayantum, chanting Krishna's name, which Krishna describes here as a activity that's meant to be constant. Constant to the extent that it's actually someone's life. The devotees make chanting Hare Krishna their life. It may not be that one is chanting the Maha Mantra 24 hours a day, but all activities that one performs are either directly the chanting or related to the chanting. Harinama eva kevalam, that's the only thing that's meant to be our lives, is the holy name of the Lord. So whether we're eating, whether we're working, serving, then we should always perform those activities in the type of consciousness that induces us to chant Hare Krishna, that helps us chant Hare Krishna, and that purifies us, so that the quality of our actual chanting is increased and improved. Of course, it is possible that one comes to the stage where he, literally speaking, is chanting 24 hours a day. In other words, the chanting goes on as an automatic process, just as a function of a purified heart and a friendly mind. For instance, our minds are always thinking. Whether we're eating, we're thinking. When you're talking to someone else, we still have the ability to be thinking about another thing. Anything that we do, even if you're dreaming, or even if you're sleeping, although you're sleeping, still you dream. Act is still, mind is still active. So in a perfectional stage, the chanting of the holy name is never separate from the person, because that's what Krishna consciousness means. Perfected soul means that someone is always Krishna conscious, and Harinama Eva Kevalam. Krishna consciousness means to be always conscious of Krishna's holy name. A story in relationship to this is when Krishna showed someone, I can't remember where I'd heard this from, but it was part of my devotional upbringing, the greatness of Arjuna, and he brought someone in to see how Krishna conscious Arjuna was, even when Arjuna was sleeping. Krishna and Arjuna used to sleep together. Arjuna mentions that in Bhagavad Gita. They were very intimate like that. After lunch, they would nap together. Even in the during the war, they were staying in the same tent together, and they would rest together. So they were not separated. And at this time, Krishna brought someone in to see that while Arjuna was sleeping, he was still chanting Krishna's names. He was fully conscious, although asleep. And then not only was Arjuna chanting Krishna's name with his lips, but on closer attention, then the hearer could discern that Arjuna, the hairs on his body were standing on end, and they were vibrating Krishna's name. So, Harinama Eva Kevalam, when the holy name is everything, then one can come to such a perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness. And why not? Ultimately, Satatam Kirtayantam Mayam also means that chanting Hare Krishna is a process. It's an art. It's not something that's completed when you learn how to repeat the mantra, but it's something that one cultivates throughout one's life in the way that, for instance, one goes to school or children go to school on the Krishna Consciousness Movement is really a educational institution that's meant to teach us how to get from the offensive stage of chanting to the premic or the loving stage of chanting, abhinatvandamanamino. And it's not a small thing. It's a real challenge. That's what kirtan means, that all human beings need to enter into this education of perfecting the worship of the holy name. If they succeed in doing that, they certainly succeed in achieving life's ultimate goal. And if they don't, or they're not even aware of it, then they take birth again in the material world. For instance, even in Vedic culture, you see so many Brahmins were initiated by mantras, Gayatri mantra, both Pantra, Trikya mantras, as well as Vedic mantras. And many of these Vedic mantras are namatmaka, or they're comprised of the names of Krishna. And yet, because these people don't have faith in Krishna's names, for them it's just a ritualistic activity. Therefore, their chanting remains offensive. But for Vaishnavas, we're meant to know the truths of the holy name and apply ourselves to the process, whether we be grihasthas or brahmacharis or sannyasis, whatever service we may be doing, whether we're working full-time or part-time, but somehow or another, all these things need to be yukta-vairagya. Yukta-vairagya in this case meaning that everything should be engaged in the service of the holy name. Now, of course, the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan, Yajyai Sankirtana Praya, which is even more than just personal chanting. Sankirtan means to chant together, and specifically it means to induce other people to chant. It means preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness, prasadam distribution, book distribution, preaching, harinam. These are all different angas or limbs of Sankirtan. And devotees who perform that Sankirtan Yajna, their personal chanting of Krishna's holy name is much enhanced and much easier because they're getting the blessings and the mercy of the holy name for taking on the responsibility of spreading the mercy of the holy name to others. And of course, that's the distinction between Bhajananandis and Ghoshtanandis, is that Ghoshtanandis get the special mercy of the Lord because they take the risk, yaidam paramam guyam, of giving Krishna consciousness to others, whereas Bhajananandis, they have to struggle with their minds to attain perfection. So for Vaishnavas, we serve the holy name, and by service to the holy name, one not only is able to perfect the chanting, but of course when chanting is perfect, then one becomes a very expert yogi. His mind is controlled, and smarnam is always thinking about Krishna. Whereas either gyanis or yogis try to control their mind, or even bhajananandis try to practice smarna, but smarna is very difficult. It requires already a level of purity that otherwise is not there. And it's certainly not there with us. So when it's not there, then one has to chant. And by chanting, the purification comes, and naturally, smarnam follows. Srila Prabhupada often says this thing. So, kirtan, satatam kirtayantomam, making our lives kirtan, That is really the perfection. Being very careful not to be distracted by the Lord's illusive energy, which can very easily distract us, making chanting some kind of peripheral activity, or maybe, well, I may took a vow, so I have to be true to my vow. No, this is actually life. This is our life. And the way that breathing is our life, so chanting Hare Krishna similarly is meant to be our life. If we do, then yes, we qualify to be members of the Varnashram institution. Unlimited things to say about this, but we'll just leave it at that for now. Hare Krishna.